Today I'll be doing a speech about Hazrat Abbas. Abbas ibn Ali ibn Abu Talib al-Islam was born on Shaban 4, 26th after Hijra. He was the son of Ali ibn Abu Talib and Fatima bint Hizam. Abbas lived 34 years. It is said that he did not open his eyes after he was born until his brother Hussein ibn Ali al-Islam took him in his arms. Abbas learned the art of war from his father, Ali, who was one of the most skillful warriors in world history. Abbas considered his brother Hussein to be his aka, master. In Karbala, Abbas was not ready for anyone entering the battlefield before him. Then Hussein explained to him, Abbas, we have not entered Karbala for war. He said, we could win because we have Bani Hashim men with you. However, our mission here is to serve Islam, and now Islam requires our sacrifice. We are here to sacrifice our lives for this pure and noble religion. The Furat River was occupied by Yazid's army to prevent the camp of Hussein from getting water. Abbas, because of his skill and bravery, could have attacked Yazid's army, occupied the river, and retrieved water from the camp alone. However, Abbas was not allowed to fight. He was only allowed to get water. Thus, he went to the river to get water for Hussein's four-year-old daughter, Sakina. Sakina was very attached to Abbas, who was her uncle. To her, Abbas was the only hope for getting water. Abbas could not see her thirsty and crying al-Atash. When Abbas entered the battlefield, he only had a dagger and a bag for water in his hands. Abbas's loyalty to Hussein was so great that Abbas did not drink any water because he could not bear the thought that Sakina was thirsty. After gathering the water, Abbas rode back towards the camp. On his way back, he was struck from behind and one of his arms was amputated. Then he was struck from behind again, amputating his other arm. Abbas is now carrying the water bag in his mouth. Oh. The army of Yazid ibn Muawiyah started shooting arrows at him. One arrow hit the bag and water poured out of it. At that moment, Abbas lost all hope. One of Yazid's men hit his head with a mace and Abbas fell off his horse without the support of his arms. As he was falling, he called, Ya Aka, O Master. He tossed on the burning sand with pain. Hussein immediately came to him, lifting his head and taking him into his lap. Abbas lifted his head off Hussein's lap. Hussein put Abbas's head onto his lap, but Abbas forced it off his lap again. Hussein asked Abbas, Why are you preventing me from comforting you? Abbas replied, O Master, why should I be comforted in death by you, while no one will be here to comfort you when you die? Imam Hussein said, My brother, what have they done to you? Abbas replied, My master, I thought I was not destined to have a last look at you, but thank God you're here. Then he said, My master, I have some last wishes to express. When I was born, I had first looked at your face, and it is my last desire that when I die, my gaze may be on your face. My one eye is pierced by an arrow, and the other is filled with blood. If you will clear the eye, so I will be able to see you and fulfill my last desire. My second wish is that when I die, you should not carry my body to the camp. I had promised to bring water to Sakina, and since I have failed in my attempts to bring her water, I cannot face her even in death. My third wish is that Sakina may not be brought here to see my wife. I know the love and affection she has for me. The sight of my dead body lying here will kill her. Hussein fulfilled his wishes. Hussein asked him for one last thing. Hussein said, Abbas, I too have a wish to be fulfilled. Since childhood, you have always called me master. For once, at least call me brother with your dying breath. Abbas closed his eyes while repeating, Hussein, my brother, my imam. Abbas al-Islam was martyred on Friday, 10th Muharram, 61 Hijri, on the banks of River For Abbas was buried at the ground where he fell from his horse in Karbala. So,
no.